Country Club FM.
Let's get this thing going. I know Brad can't wait. It is the Bob Almanac.
Are you ready to go over there?
Thursday, April 5th, 95th day of the year, 270 days left to go.
All the rest of this is secondary, you know?
Yeah, I know. This is the crowning jewel of the Bob Morning Show. This is really anything that means anything.
That's why all of us are here.
Happy 404th anniversary to Pocahontas and John Rolfe. They were married on this date 1614 in what would eventually be Virginia.
That poor woman, hasn't she been through enough?
Talk about, what is the 404th? You have your diamond anniversary, you've got your paper anniversary, you have your gold and your silver. What's the 404th anniversary?
The volcanic anniversary.
Volcanic glass anniversary.
Right.
1887 this date. 1887. Anne Sullivan taught Helen Keller the meaning of the word water.
Wow.
As spelled out in the manual alphabet. That's actual audio from my audition. My first day at Brown Institute, actually, is what that is. I've come a long way.
Was that over on Lake Street?
It was. Lake Street in Hiawatha.
Next to the Poodle Club.
No, that's where the old buildings were.
I was in the old building.
When I went there, it was Lake Street in Hiawatha.
Oh, my gosh.
1887. 1923, Firestone Tire and Rubber Company began the production of balloon tires. Balloon tires, to me, that doesn't sound all that rigid and rugged out on the roads, but
no.
They made it work.
The expectations were overinflated.
Just think about the hard tires, how uncomfortable those were.
Exactly.
And how they would get eaten up by the roads of the day.
You know what the Michelin man tells his wife when he gets home from work at night?
I don't want to know.
I'm tired.
1951.
One of the greatest peacetime spy dramas in the nation's history reaches its climax as Julius Rosenberg and Morton Sobel, convicted of revealing atomic secrets to the Russians, enter the federal building in New York to hear their doom.
Hear their doom.
Wow, you know that's dramatic.
We do lead the league in the use of the old newsreels here on the Almanac.
That's what I love.
Their doom would be death. I believe both those two guys and then also, of course, Julius's wife, Ethel, would then be sentenced to death, and they would die by the electric chair. I think Old Sparky. I think they utilized Old Sparky, if I'm not mistaken.
We were watching World War II history the other night, and my wife says, where do those things come from? She's referring to newsreels.
Yes.
Yeah. I said it was from the Propaganda Administration.
Right. And you would go to the movie theaters to see them.
Exactly.
Before TV, you'd have to see them at the movie theaters. Now they have previews. Before, they would have the newsreels before that. So you'd get your news that way. That was in 51. In 1953, you know, she could have let somebody else win, but one of the greatest female athletes of all time on this date, 1953, we're talking about Babe Diedrichson Zaharias. She won the LPGA Babe Diedrichson Zaharias Golf Open. She won the tournament that is named after her.
That'd be like Arnie Palmer winning the Arnie Palmer deal.
Exactly. Right? That was in 53. Do you like your newsreels? I got another.
On April the 4th, an epoch in British history ended with the resignation of Sir Winston Churchill as Prime Minister. That morning, crowds gathered in Downing Street to try to catch a glimpse of the great Englishman.
Sir Winston Churchill resigned on this date. He had a couple of stints. World War II, We'll Never Surrender, then he left, then he came back, and then in 1955, he stepped down for good.
Yeah.
Winston Churchill.
You got to love those newsreel announcers.
Also, this day in 64, he actually did die. He just didn't fade away. Douglas MacArthur died.
Okay.
He lived to be 84. That was in 64 and 82.
This is NBC Nightly News. With Tom Brokaw in New York, Roger Mudd in Washington, and commentary by John Chancellor.
Just too many cooks in the kitchen there. Mudd, Chancellor, Brokaw, Tom Brokaw, and Roger Mudd debuted as co-anchors of the NBC Nightly News. It didn't last very long.
I bet not.
That was in 82, 84. Let's go to the hardwood.
Everybody's waving their arms. It's in to Kareem. Kareem, swing left, right hand, 12-footer, good!
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It's in the bucket.
The pictures tell
he became the all-time leading NBA scorer. He passed Wilt Chamberlain. He passed Wilt Chamberlain as far as scoring on the court. But scoring off the court, Wilt Chamberlain will always be the scoring champion.
Yeah.
1984, 31,419 career points was the record at that time.
Amen.
For Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That Lou Alcindor.
In 84. And, of course, very fitting that he would score that point on a skyhook from the right baseline over another seven-footer, a guy by the name of Mark Eaton against the Utah Jazz in 84.
Mark was eating that one.
87.
Who is this Tracy Ullman, anyway? I feel pretty.
That's what we were asking on this date. Who is this Tracy Ullman? This was the date that Fox Broadcasting debuted their primetime lineup. They had been doing the Joan Rivers show there for a while, and that was their only show. But 1987, they went with Tracy Ullman and Married with Children.
Ah.
This date, their first primetime shows aired in 1987.
Fun.
And, of course, the Tracy Ullman show, you know that spawned The Simpsons, which
right.
is still on to this date. And there's some donut shop now selling donuts. I don't know if it was Krispy Kreme or who it was, but they have a Simpsons donut now with sprinkles, just like what Homer eats.
Sprinkles are for winter.
So you can eat just like Homer. And then you'll look just like Homer, which he had quite the body.
Yeah.
Hourglass figure.
He was a stud.
In the news in 94.
Kurt Cobain, the leader of one of rock's most gifted and promising bands, Nirvana, is dead. And this is the story as we know it so far. Cobain's body was found in a house in Seattle on Friday morning. He was dead of an apparently self-inflicted shotgun blast to the head.
1994, this date, Kurt Cobain died. He had his issues, his demons, and he decided to end it this date. They found him a couple of days later. And he was only 27, and that was quite stunning to the music world.
Really was.
Affected a lot of people. For that generation, people in their 20s and younger, that was kind of like John Lennon or somebody like that dying, or even going back earlier, Jim Morrison and Buddy Holly and those.
Sure.
Wouldn't you say?
I would say that's a good analogy.
1994.
And so I wanted to tell all of you out there who have watched the show for the past 15 years that after listening to my heart and my gut, two things that have served me pretty well in the past, I've decided I'll be leaving today at the end of May. It was really a very difficult decision.
Of course it was, Katie Couric. You didn't want to leave, what's-his-face,
right.
Matt Lauer.
Right, he pushed you out.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Longtime Today Show host Katie Couric announcing that she would be leaving today. That was 2006, the date that took place.
Of course, when Lauer left, I'll be leaving today yesterday.
Right.
Right.
And Lauer left because, he did some things he shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
Was he touching people or saying things?
I think he was a little bit of both.
It wasn't good. Katie Couric, still working in news. What is she doing now? Is she 60 Minutes? She's on CBS.
Yeah,
is she doing the Sunday morning, or that's Jane Pauley doing
Pauly's
that?
Jane Pauley's doing Sunday morning, but I just saw a promo for Katie Couric, and I don't remember what network it was.
She's got a show on Comedy Central now, maybe.
Really?
No.
No.
Birthdays.
Gosh.
Colin Powell is 81 today.
Is he really?
He was a general, then he was Secretary of State. You know, he was always mentioned for a run at the presidency. He never did make a serious run.
Right.
Colin Powell is 81. Johnny Cash's brother.
Some folks love and some folks don't. Some folks laugh and some folks frown. Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
How about Tommy Cash?
Good old Tommy.
Six White Horses.
Six White Horses come to take you home.
He's 78 today. Another
did he
singer. One of my favorite groups from the 60s and then into the 70s. This was a mid-70s hit. The Hollies. The lead singer of the Hollies, Alan Clark, is 76. Do you have a favorite Hollies song?
Oh, no, I don't.
Long, Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
I'll take that.
I like Bus Stop myself. Yeah. Carrie Ann and Carousel are good.
Carousel.
Alan Clark, 76. Let's head to a Barney Miller's precinct, huh?
I mean, it really stinks, Barn. You do what you can for a guy. You gave him his rights. Wojo, take him down to the poll. He thanks you. He runs out on you, makes you look like an idiot.
Wojo had no problem.
No.
I assume you took some steps to preserve my image.
Yeah. I put out an APB on him, and I got a car waiting at his office and a car at his house.
I appreciate that.
Boy, the ties were very wide.
Oh.
On Barney Miller.
They Wojo's were like ties.
It looks like a bib. It does. The guy who played Wojohowicz, Max Gale, is 75 today. That was a show.
That was an ensemble show
with some great actors led by Hal Linden. Max Gale is 75.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me.
Not going to lie, I had a crush on this gal.
Now it's history.
We had this song. I had this song on a KTEL album. You know, they had the pictures and the little circles on the front.
Right, yeah.
Remember that?
Was this the blonde?
Yes. This is Agnetha, one of the A's in ABBA.
No more A's. Yeah, little Jimmy Erickson was sitting at home writing letters. Please come to Bram, Minnesota.
Unfortunately, she was in Sweden at the time. Would have had to get a visa and all kinds. It would have been a mess.
Or a MasterCard.
Yeah. 68 today for Agnetha Fältskog from ABBA. You say ABBA, I say ABBA.
Yeah.
Agnetha Fältskog, happy birthday, 68
today. So what was it? ABBA or ABBA?
I go with ABBA.
Okay.
ABBA. ABBA. A-B-B-B-A.
All right.
Mitch Pileggi, Skinner from The X-Files.
Agent Mulder, every life, every day.
Yes, it is. Mitch Pileggi, who played Agent Skinner on The X-Files, he has renewed that role. They have got the new X-Files on Fox these days. He is 66. One of the wrestlers, his finishing move was the Diamond Cutter. Diamond Dallas Page, 62. Judge Greg Mathis, one of about, what, 32 judges that have their own show on TV these days?
Actually, it's 37.
I guess we have Judge Wapner to thank for that.
Yeah.
Judge Mathis. Judge Greg Mathis is 58. This is the only Paula Cole song I know, so it's the one that we pulled out. It's a good question. Where have all the cowboys gone? They're kind of out of work.
Time to over to Bob FM.
They're on the rodeo tour. Paula Cole's the big 5-0 today. Our rapper of the day is Juicy J.
Wow.
Juicy J, who had won a Grammy, actually an Academy Award for his song, It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp. That was his song, It's Hard, Pimpin' Ain't Easy. Juicy J is 43. Sterling K. Brown, a lot of people like that This Is Us program.
Yes.
People love it. They cry all the time. I choose not to cry when I watch TV.
Right.
I watch a lot of sitcoms as a result. 42, Sterling K. Brown. He was also in Black Panther here most recently.
My wife is all over that show.
And speaking of Marvel heroes.
Recruits, attention. Gentlemen, I'm Agent Carter. I supervise all operations for this division.
She is Agent Kata from the Marvel Universe. She had her own show on ABC there for a little bit. I wish they would have extended it. She was seen in the Captain America movies early on. She is 36 today. That's all I have on my list. Now let's see what you can do.
All right. So, gone but not forgotten.
Yes.
Inventor Joseph Lister, born on this day in 1827. He was the pioneer in the promoting of the use of sterilizing equipment during surgery. Listerine mouthwash is named after him.
He just got sick and tired of everybody's bad breath.
Oh, I'm telling
Halitosis.
You. Halitosis. That was his partner in the lab. Halitosis.
Now, my question to you is, how bad did regular Listerine taste back then?
I mean, it's terrible
today.
Now.
Yeah, regular. The mint I can take. I love the burn.
I bet it was like kerosene.
If it burns, it's working. Then you know it's working if you feel the burn.
Author Booker T. Washington, born on this day in 1856. You're famous for green onion. Oh, never mind. Not sorry.
I love that.
Yeah. Not the right Booker T. Football Hall of Famer Glenn Pop Warner, born on this day in 1871. He discovered Jim Thorpe. We're still trying to discover Jim Thorpe. Born on this day in 1900, Academy Award-winning actor Spencer Tracy.
Now, Mr. Prentice, clearly a most reasonable man, says he has no wish to offend me, but wants to know if I'm some kind of a nut.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
He looks like an Almond Joy guy.
He really does. Academy Award-winning actress Betty Davis, born on this day in 1908.
I'm going to have to tell you something that I hoped I'd never have to tell you. You don't care at all about having lost Preston. If it had been any other woman, you never would have given it a second thought. You only cared because it was me. Because you're jealous of me.
She only won a few Academy Awards, right?
Right, just a few. Oscars for Dangerous and Jezebel. Also, The Man Who Came to Dinner, Little Foxes, and Human Bondage.
And tell me about her eyes. There's been something about her eyes. Somebody said something. She's got great eyes.
Right. There was a song, Betty Davis Eyes, but I like the other song, Marty Feldman Eyes.
Yeah, if you've got those, you've got it made.
You got it. So, Igor. Betty Davis, do you remember the movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
One I don't recall. I'm going to have Joan to get that Crawford. One on my DVD.
It was a great movie. It was pretty.
It's on my list to watch.
You must watch that one. Gregory Peck, born on this day in 1916.
All men are created equal. I'm no idealist. To believe firmly in the integrity of our courts and of our jury system, that's no ideal to me. That is a living, working reality.
He plays a good lawyer.
He really does. I don't know why he ever wanted to kill a mockingbird, but he did.
There were too many of them.
I think so. Old Gringo, MacArthur. He played a great MacArthur. Captain Newman, M.D., Moby Dick, Roman Holiday, and the original Cape Fear. And Arthur Haley was born on this day in 1920. And the reason we bring that up is that he penned the novel Airport. And if you recall, back in the 70s, the original Airport movie was filmed here in Minneapolis, St.
George Paul. Kennedy was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Gail Storm, 1922. She was in My Little Margie. And let's see here. There's Nigel Hawthorne. But one of the best people that we could ever have on the Bob Almanac Gone But Not Forgotten would be actor and impressionist Frank Gorshin, born in 1933.
Oh, what is it that no man wants to have, yet no man wants to lose? A lawsuit. Correct. Boy Wonder.
Oh, God, I love the laugh. His laugh was better than the Joker's laugh. He was the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker tried too hard. Yeah. Seemed like for Gorshin, it just came naturally.
It did.
And country singer Troy Gentry, born on this day in 1967. He was half, of course, of the duo Montgomery Gentry. They are gone but not forgotten.
And he died tragically within, just the last
6 months?
It was last fall,
wasn't it?
The helicopter accident, unfortunately. So that is our almanac for today. In fact, we're going to close it out with a song from Troy and Eddie here. So we remember